I should begin with a warning. This story contains several F words, and by that I mean facts, figures, and school funding formulas. These have been known to befuddle the very state officials in charge of understanding this stuff. For example, here's Kurt Bradshaw, a third-year member of the Illinois State Board of Education, commonly referred to as ISBE, thinking out loud at their last board meeting.
The definition of equity is certainly in the eye of the beholder. For example, is it more equitable for everyone to be treated the same under one formula? Or is it more equitable to everyone have the same dollar amount reduction?
Equity is a hot topic in Illinois education these days. Our state holds the dubious distinction of having the most inequitable school funding formula in the nation. Why? Because our system relies on property taxes. Think about a town like Cairo compared to a North Chicago suburb like Kenilworth. The two towns are about the same size, but a 3,600 square foot house in Kenilworth sells for $1.6 million. A similar size house in Cairo, about $55,000. Illinois gives all schools, even super wealthy districts like Kenilworth, an annual allotment of money called General State Aid, or GSA. The GSA formula is supposed to give poor districts, like Cairo, enough money to provide kids with a basic education. This is called the foundation level, even if that means giving Cairo a lot more actual dollars than Kenilworth. But here's the problem.
The statute that's written didn't contemplate underfunding the foundation level. Thus, it puts us in a quandary of what do we do in that situation.
That was Chris Cook, the former state school superintendent, speaking to a group of lawmakers. The state board has been in this quandary for several years because the state has not given schools their full GSA since 2011. Instead, the amount has been prorated, first by 5%, then 11%. Those cuts have been implemented proportionately, or pro rata, meaning that every district loses the same percentage. But Kenilworth GSA is just under $120,000, so its 11% loss works out to only about $13,000. Cairo's state aid, which includes a poverty supplement for its 450 low-income students, is about $3 million. So a pro rata cut means Cairo loses more than $360,000, about 30 times Kenilworth's loss. Last month, in an attempt to fix the overall state budget, the legislature lopped more money from the current year's school funding, and this time the conversation turned to a different method of distributing the pain.
Hi, Beth. John Cullerton here.
Good morning, Senator President.
We were on the phone yesterday.
Yes.
And we were talking about...
That's the Democratic leader questioning Governor Bruce Rauner's Secretary of Education, Beth Purvis.
But the reduction. Mm-hmm. And there were two different methods discussed, per rata and per pupil. I expressed my interest in having it being done per pupil.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is per pupil? Here's Ben Bohr from the advocacy group Advance Illinois to explain.
The amount that the state is short is a particular number, and we can divide that number by the number of students in the state, and that gives us the amount that we would have to cut per student in order to do a flat cut.
Purvis agreed that per pupil was a legitimate way to go, but the decision on the cut was up to the State Board of Education, sort of. At the request of Governor Rauner's office, the board was not allowed to consider anything except the pro rata method. But they plan to discuss the flat per pupil formula next month as a possible method for dealing with next year's school budget. For the rest of this year, however, Kenilworth, where most families live in million-dollar homes, will lose just $12 per pupil. And Cairo, which has been called the most desolate small town in America, will lose $47 for each student. I'm Dusty Rhodes.